people seek the truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello. I want to talk about an important topic. I always explain to people, if you have a conversation with somebody for a significant amount of time, even a short amount of time, and you leave that conversation not knowing if they are a believer or not, they have failed. And I relay the same thing about you. If somebody has a conversation with you and they do not know you're not a believer, you have failed. What did you fail at? Representing your life, your testimony, what Yeshua did for you in your life. The question behind it is, why did you fail? Why did you not make it clear to them where you stand in your life? What makes you set apart? Were you embarrassed? Were you occupied with something else in your mind? Were you ashamed? Were you, whatever reason, should there be any reason that a believer should not be able to convey to a non-believer or even another believer that, hey, I believe in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ? What would stop somebody from doing that? Are we ashamed to be known as believers? So this is something that we need to know, because not only are we to be called set apart, we are to be a witness for Yeshua. And without even saying a word, our testimonial should speak to people. I'm going to look at some scriptures. Romans 1 verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the good news of Yeshua, because it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." And then in Mark 8:38 it says, "For whoever will be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." We want to convey the message of who we are and our set-apart life. You know, we don't have to be evangelizing and street preaching to every person on every corner and making it so clear with a Bible on our hand and preaching verses. But in the way we walk, in the way we live, in the way we carry ourselves, people should know we are different. We should never be ashamed to hide, so ashamed that we would hide our faith. We should always be willing, and it should be one of the first things we let people know. So think about that. Is there some position or some time in your life, in your walk with Yeshua, where you were surrounded, whether it was at work or in some other environment, where something was holding you back from letting people know that you were a believer? It's one thing to do it without realizing, wow, I didn't mention Yeshua to that person. But it's a whole nother thing that you're holding back. You're like, I don't want to mention Yeshua. I want to get this job promotion. And if they know I'm a believer, they might not hire me. Or I want to get this position or be here, but I don't want to be an outcast or something else. You know, let's look at what scripture says in Revelations. In Revelations 14, verse 1, it says, "I saw and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him a number, 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads." Wow. Wow. Don't get distracted by arguing with people and about every prophetic detail in Scripture. Focus on the picture. They clearly belong to Yahweh. Their allegiance isn't hidden. Matthew 5, 14 to verse 16 says, "You are the light of the world. A city located on a hill can't be hidden. Neither do you light a lamp and put it under a measuring basket, but on a stand, and it shines to all who are in the house. Even so, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. The point is, we live in a world of darkness, and light is what we have been given, and light isn't supposed to be hidden. We are to let our light shine in every situation, even if we're going to suffer persecution for it, or if somebody's not going to accept us for it. Let it shine, let it shine, this little light of mine. You know, so remember that. People should see the holiness of a believer. Because holy means set apart. Some people think holy might be a prideful thing or something that's not humble. No, holy just means set apart, different. And people should see something different without you saying a word. But even if you're talking and you're talking, you walk, something's different about that person. Whether it's your honesty and your kindness, your integrity, your purity, your forgiveness, your compassion, your humility, and your obedience. Now, some people might call you a legalist, or they might call you a Jesus freak or something like that. But at least they realize something is different. Good for you. If you walk away from a conversation or a situation, and those people that you just spoke to, or that person you just spoke to, leaves that conversation not knowing you were set apart, not good for you. You need to be conscious and aware of this when you're having a conversation with somebody. You know, I always try to tell people how Yeshua changed my life. Or something. You know, how he changed my life. We want to make sure we're always like that. If you really feel that you believe in our Creator, don't act different in public. Don't be ashamed of it. Be proud and excited to let people know. Luke 12, verses 2 to 3 says, "But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in darkness will be heard in light. What you have spoken in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops." So this even turns it the other way around. If you're not a believer, don't act like one. But that's not the message today. The message isn't merely, do people know I'm a believer? The deeper question is, does my private life agree with my public profession? So publicly, if we say we're a believer, well, does our private life reveal us being set apart? So remember that, the way we look. You know, you can't, you know, you could write the sign upon your forehead and act a certain way in public. But unless your heart is transformed and you're a certain way in private, that reveals who you are. And then you should have no problem letting the world know about it. So, you know, we need to be true to ourselves. If you've accepted Yeshua, we shouldn't be ashamed of it. And at the same hand, if you haven't accepted him, don't use that in saying you have. What is going on when no one's watching? You know, think about the things that when no one's seeing you, the things you're looking for, the things you're looking at, the things you're thinking about, how you treat others, your temperament. We did a talk a couple of lectures ago where we spoke about what's inside you is going to come out. What's in your heart is going to come out. It's just that breaking point as the pressure builds up. And then your heart is truly going to be revealed. So yes, people see you on the street and they see your public life. But our Creator sees the true person that nobody else sees. In other words, you can fool other people, but you can't fool him. So Revelation 14 verse 4 says, "These are those who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. There are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Therefore, were redeemed by Yeshua from among men, the first fruits to Yahweh and to the Lamb." These, you know, again, get your Bible out. Look at that verse. Revelation 14, verse 4. highlight it, underline it. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Understand that. It's not about Yeshua following you wherever you want to go. It's about you following Yeshua wherever he goes, wherever he takes you. He's going to lead you there. Will you follow him? Luke 9:23 says, he said to all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You understand, following him, Yeshua, means you deny yourself, you take up your cross and you follow him. We speak all the time here at this ministry about patterns. And that's the pattern of conversion. That's the pattern of transformation. You deny yourself, because if you're not a believer, it's all about yourself. If you're one of these religions or belief systems around the world, it's all about you, 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 you. But no, you're denying yourself. It's all about Yeshua. You take up your cross. Every single day, we put ourselves at the foot of the cross. We could deal with anything because of that. And we make sure we're following him. All the time, not sometimes, or when it's just only convenient, not around other people, other believers, because we want to fit in every single day. You know, let's just think about this for a moment. Whether you're driving right now listening to this or you're watching this at home, think about this. Before doing anything, ask yourself, would I be comfortable doing this if Yeshua was physically standing beside me? If he was physically here, would I feel good about watching what I'm watching? If he was physically here, would I feel good about the way I'm speaking right now? You know, we always have this phrase, what would Jesus do, or what would you do if he was with you, right now next to you? If you're watching something or speaking about something, would I have this conversation if Yeshua was listening? Or if he was with me, next to me, watching what I'm watching, would I be watching this? You know, it's whether it's you're sending a text or telling a joke, think about that, because he is watching you. Psalms 139 verses 7 to 10 says, where could I go from your spirit, or where could I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the Sheol, the pit, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and settle in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will hold me. The point is, we never leave his presence. We can hide from other people. We can give a false appearance to other people. You want to follow Yeshua. Stop trying to find ways around it and talk your way out of it and excuse your sin. Follow Yeshua. So when you're doing something, ask yourself, is this righteous? Yeshua is the living word. So what do? We go to the word. What does the word say about this? Matthew 16, verse 24 to 25 says, then Yeshua said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. The pattern, the order, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Yeshua. Remember, our Creator's patterns and order. That's it. And the enemy, what does he do? He tries to take things out of order, disrupt the pattern. Don't let that happen. You know, when people say they follow Yeshua, sometimes they want to do that, but they don't want to take the correct order. Denying yourself and taking up your cross comes first. You cannot completely follow him while yourself remains on the throne. You must deny yourself. The world says, follow your heart. No. No. Yeshua says, follow me. Deny yourself. You know, when people say, oh, do what makes you happy. No. I want to do what Yeshua makes him happy. Revelations 14, verse 3, the song of humility. They sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000, those who had been redeemed out of the earth. You get it? The source of teaching uses this song to emphasize the inward attitude of humility before Yahweh, not merely musical ability. The closer we get to Him, the less impressed we should become to ourselves. He must increase and we must decrease. John 3:30. That should be the thought of our lives. Are we thinking that? Not the world with the selfies and with the vanity and everything else. It's all about me. Do I look my best? Look at me. Look at my ministry, and I have so much knowledge that I've gained. Look at all the stuff I have now. That's the non-believer. Then people say, well, I have a friend who's a non-believer and he has this, this, and this, and this. So you're looking at all the things he have. It says, do not covet. Why he has all this? Why does he have all this money if he's not a believer and I don't have enough money and I'm not a believer? It's not about you. And it's not about them. It's about Yeshua. Hallelujah. Look at Yeshua. You're not more concerned what other people have when you look at Yeshua. You're not concerned about the things you've obtained when you look at Yeshua. Remember the progress and the order of our Creator. He has an order for everything. The enemy wants to take us out of that order. The enemy wants us to start, you know, humble people, and he wants us to end with pride. It works the opposite way with our Creator. His order wants us to take prideful people and end with humility. So, remember that. When we first come to know Yahweh, you know, our hearts are just, usually it comes to some event happened or something, he spoke to you. And all of a sudden, everything, nothing else matters. Everything is about him. About him. But then sometimes people get puffed up. They've learned so much. They've seen so much. You know, remember the mistake of Satan. He had everything set for him, but he went against Yah because he started thinking about, this is all mine. I could have more power and all the power. 1 Corinthians 8:1 says, now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs us up, but love builds up. Knowledge puffs, but love builds. Be careful with the knowledge you obtain as a believer. Remember, we are to start with the worldly pride and everything else, but then we transform and we become weak and he becomes strong. Everything in him is all we need. The knowledge we obtain should be used to convey the message of him to the world, not to use it to lift ourselves up above others. You know, we have to understand, often knowledge leads to pride, not necessarily spiritual maturity. You know, we can't do it without Yeshua. You know, and Yeshua, the most humble, had everything and came out in an earthly form to suffer like us, to live like us. The greatest example of humility. In Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8, it says, have this in your mind, which was also in Yahshua, who, existing in the form of God, didn't consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death. Yes, the death of the cross. Look at Yeshua. servant, humility, obedience, sacrifice, and cross. That is the opposite to the world system. The world says, build your name. Yeshua says, deny yourself. The world says, become important. Yeshua says, become a servant. Hallelujah. Give yourself a heart test. Suppose you do something wonderful for our Creator and nobody knows about it. Are you satisfied? Suppose you help somebody and you never get a thank you. Or you do something good and nobody knows. Do you need to let the world know? Matthew 6, verses 3 and 4 says, but when you do merciful deeds, don't let your left hand know what your right hand does, so that your merciful deeds may be in secret, that your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Whose recognition are you looking for? Man's or Yahweh's? That's it right there. Let the truth come out of your mouth, always. Revelations 14, verse 5 says, in their mouth was found no lie, for they are blameless. Think beyond the lies. We can deceive people through exaggerations and pretending and manipulation. Say what they want to hear to impress them. But Ephesians 4:25 reminds us, therefore, putting away falsehood and speaking truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Truth should be how we live our lives. This is how our lives should be. People should know who we are. By the way we walk, by the way we talk, by the way we act. Remember, none of us begins perfect. The goal isn't pretending we don't have any issues. The goal is allowing Yahweh to reveal and remove them. John, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us the sins and to cleanse us from the unrighteousness. When our Creator reveals something to you, don't hide it or defend it or justify it. Don't say, that's just how I am. Say, Yahweh, cleanse me. And then finally, I remind you not to love the world. 1 John 2:15-17 says, don't love the world or the things that are in this world. If anyone loves the world, the Father's love isn't in them. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life isn't the Father's, but is from the world. The world is passing away from us, away with its lust, but he who does Yahweh's will remains forever. Yes, we live in the world, but the world shouldn't live in us. Now, when we're trying to impress or hide of who we are, who has the influence over us? The scriptures or the culture? How you dress and speak and spend money and raise your families, and how you define success, the world or the word? The world or the word? Now, when you're embarrassed to share your testimonial or get the information out, Luke 14:27 says, who doesn't bear his own cross and comes after me can't be my disciple. Following Yeshua may cost popularity, opportunities, even money at some point, or even your comfort, even your life. But Mark 8:36 says, for what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? The question is, what am I protecting that's more valuable than following Yahshua? And the answer should be nothing. Ask yourself, are you ashamed of Yeshua? Does your private life match your public life? Remember these things and how you would live your life if Yeshua was with you. Because I could be sure that if Yeshua was having a conversation, nobody would leave that conversation not knowing that he was set apart and different. And neither should you. Don't settle, folks, for somebody who believes in simply believing in Yeshua. Become somebody who follows Yeshua. John 12:26 says, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. Where I am, there will be my servant also be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. So, I ask yourself, leave that comment. And you can go back. If you have a conversation and they don't know, go back. Oh, I just want to say Jesus died for you, or Yahweh bless you, or something. But they know. You know, and be willing to be transformed. You know, transform. Following Yahweh wherever he takes you. Hallelujah. It's not about impressing others. It's not about impressing the world. You know, we often think it doesn't matter what other people think. I'm going to do so and so and so. Or I got my mind made up. And we shouldn't let people change our minds. But the way we approach people, depending who they are, especially if they're not a believer. And just like you, somebody should know you're a believer. You should be able to quickly identify people who are not believers. And that'll help you and teach you, hopefully, how to approach them. So here at Torah Life Ministries, we're about order and patterns of our Creator, identifying that the enemy tries to take these things out of order. And I want you to remember the order of our Creator, where it begins and where it ends, and how we share this with others and let them know. And let them know where it begins. It might begin with the pride of the world and the flesh of the world, but where it ends. It starts with denying yourself, with taking up your cross, and then following him. Hallelujah. May you have a blessed day today. Yah be with you this day and always. Join us on Friday nights for fellowship on the YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. And we also do live prayer during the week in the mornings. Same channel. Have a blessed day, brothers and sisters. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministries. Your hair is a very important part of your daily routine. Nick and Robin, owners of NR Salon, are seasoned full-service hairstylists, serving clients for over 20 years. Nick and Robin are working out of Miracle on 34th Street, 1320 Southwest 34th Street, Palm City. They can be reached at 772-283-4974.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.